Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
New York's legislature passed the first package of police reform legislation. It includes a ban on chokeholds and race-based profiling, as well as a measure requiring police departments and courts to track arrests by race and ethnicity to help identify patterns of bias. This legislation moving quickly in New York, and the governor has pledged to sign it, of course. A second wave is expected to be tackled today.
Yeah, that's right. The legislature is in the midst of passing a series of sweeping criminal justice reforms brought about by public outrage over the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis by police. The legislature is poised to pass new laws that would require state troopers to wear body cameras, and it would repeal a 44-year-old statute that blocked public access to police officers' disciplinary records. Lawmakers were back in Albany on Monday to debate the bills. Among the legislation that has been passed is prohibitions on chokeholds and the legalization of the right to record police activity. The Senate and the Assembly are also backing measures that would create new investigative units in the Attorney General's office to investigate allegations of police misconduct and probe deaths caused by police officers, including those that involved armed people.
You also have some big news. It has to do with a man named Mohammed Hussein, who became infamous in Albany.
Yeah, Mohammed Hussein's case had probably dropped off the public's radar for years, but it came back to light when it was revealed that the informant who helped send him to prison had quite a shady past of his own, which included the ownership of the limo that crashed in Schoharie. Anyway, Mohammed Hussein, who's a pizza maker from Albany, was convicted 15 years ago on a money laundering scheme to underwrite a fake plot to buy a missile to kill a Pakistani official in New York City. Anyway, Hussein has a number of medical problems and had asked to be released from federal custody so he would not be exposed to the coronavirus. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Albany, which prosecuted Hussein and his co-defendant, Yassin Aref, asked the judge to keep Hussein in custody, saying he'd actually be safer in a federal medical facility than in Albany County, where over 100 people have died from the coronavirus. But the judge rejected that. Hussein and Aref were convicted of participating in a fake terror plot orchestrated by undercover FBI informant Shahed Hussein, who posed as a wealthy businessman intent on launching that missile attack on the Pakistani ambassador in New York City. But Hussein's credibility in recent years has been repeatedly assailed. Most recently, he received detention for ownership of the limousine that crashed in Schoharie, killing 20 people. State troopers say the vehicle was unfit to be on the road.
Mike Goodwin is the city editor of the Albany Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
I'll talk to you next week.